Hi, this is John. I'm at the airport at St. Petersburg. It's 2:30 in the afternoon, local time. And thankfully, Phil is with me. Say hello to everyone, Phil.
Hi, everybody. Good to speak to you. Good to speak to anybody, to be honest.
We're at the end of our trip. We're going to board a flight in a couple of hours' time, heading for London. Then Phil's heading off home on the train, and I'm flying to Manchester. So it was called A Taste of Russia, this trip. And do you feel like you had a taste of Russia, Phil?
I've definitely had a taste of Russia. But in a strange way, it was a magnificent taste, but a nasty aftertaste. It's a country of two really different parts, really.
So we went, spent some time in Moscow. We went to Suzdal in the back of a transit van. We went back to Moscow in the back of a transit van. We went to Novgorod. And we just got a chap asking us if we got a light for his cigarette. I've never been to a country where so many people smoke. It's almost as if it's mandatory. Anyway, we've been on trains. We've been on an overnight train. We've had the grimmest train ride I've ever had. And it's just a wonderful country from its vastness and what you can see. But as Phil said, we also went in a communal council flat, didn't we, where 10 people were sharing a bathroom and a kitchen. So highlights and lowlights, Phil?
Highlights. probably the overnight train, which turned into a 100-mile-an-hour bottle bank, I think. But the lowlight, it was really, really sad to see the way some people live here. And you can see somebody who's absolutely poverty-stricken, half an hour from, you know, a Tsar's palace, and that's the nasty aftertaste. There's the haves and the absolute have-nots, and that's quite sad.
But we won't leave you on a low point. It's cold. We stood outside St. Petersburg Airport, and if we act like two responsible adults, we'll be home today. So there's a 50-50 chance of that. So it's goodbye.
It's goodbye, and spasiba.
Goodbye. This is John. Спасибо. Baka baka.